After entering an agreement with Humboldt County on a multimillion-dollar cannabis grant program, the state is shifting gears and up to $5 million of the funding is being rescinded. The dramatic loss of funding was explained to the Board of Supervisors at its August 27th meeting. Planning Director John Ford said in 2021, the state opened a $90 million grant program to help provision, or interim, cannabis license holders transition to annual licenses. Based on its number of license holders, the county's grant award was $18.6 million. Ford described what the county decided to use the funding for and said the state was good with it, even though both interim and annual licensees would be eligible.
At that time, the county had a strong permitting system in place, and rather than attempting to use the money to finance computers or staff or something related to the permitting process, chose to propose that the money be used to address CEQA issues associated with water use impacts in watersheds and energy use associated with cannabis farms. We also proposed to use $3.5 million of the money to conduct watershed studies. This was discussed up front with the DCC, and the county was encouraged to proceed. The grant agreement with the DCC was clear that this money would be allocated to both provisional license holders and annual license holders.
The county focused on two areas of grant spending for all license holders: improvement of water management and storage systems, especially in impacted watersheds, and energy system improvements. But a state audit of the grant program resulted in a more strict and retroactive application of rules. In the wake of the audit, only interim licensees are deemed eligible for funding, and that means millions of dollars are being subtracted from the original award.
The net result is that the county will not need to spend or be able to spend all the money that was allocated because we do not have that many provisional license holders. So we anticipate that there will be somewhere between $3 million and $5 million sent back to the state. Through that. We're just unable to spend that grant money. There is no penalty for the money that has been granted. We did sign an agreement with the DCC, and the county completely operated within the terms of that agreement. So there are no penalties or anything like that forthcoming. There's no requirement to repay anything. It is clear that we fulfilled our section of the agreement. The second $3.6 million that's not been allocated, we're not going to ask for that to be issued because we don't have the time to allocate that money now or to find different uses for that money.
Asked about how the funding loss will impact annual license holders now deemed ineligible, Ford said contracts that have been forged will be honored. Supervisor Steve Madrone said, quote, "Nobody will be left hanging." Ford said reducing environmental impacts is important regardless of which type of license holder gets grant money. But state auditors didn't warm up to that argument.
We were being maybe a little bit creative, but really appropriate, because it did identify CEQA impacts as an appropriate use of the money. And so we identified that we had cumulative impacts that we really needed to address in greater detail. That included a comprehensive watershed analysis, and that was $3.5 million that was allocated. And then the water storage was really, whether it's a provisional license holder or an annual license holder, it's a cumulative impact within watersheds. And so even if an annual license holder is getting that, it's benefiting the watershed. And that is beneficial for everybody, including provisional license holders that are trying to get across the finish line. Especially at that time in an environment where people were very concerned about what the impact was to their watershed. I want to be kind with my words, but trying to explain that to an auditor is impossible.
Ford said there are now 58 interim license holders in the county, and 101 were eligible for the grant funding at the time of the award. He said the impact of the state take-back has a range of $3 to $5 million, because it's not known how many will apply for what's left of the grant funding. Or, as Supervisor Bone put it, quote, how many are going to be in business? In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.